I'm very pleased to be here tonight to present on insurance e-business. Most of the slides that you're going to see was originally built for a presentation at a SOA conference in Macau. To deliver that presentation, I actually flew 15 hours from Toronto to Hong Kong, and then took an hour ferry from Hong Kong to Macau, where I got seasick. And then I had to present this presentation 2 p.m. local time the next day, which to me is 2 a.m. in the morning. Have you ever done a presentation at 2 a.m. in the morning? It's not the best experience. So by the end of the day, I was so tired and I was just ready to go to bed. However, there's a dinner for speaker event scheduled, so I had to stay awake. To this day, I don't remember anything happened that night. I don't remember whom I talked to, what I have said to people, and importantly, what I have eaten. Usually, beer and wines can get you there. But trust me, jet lag takes this to a totally different level. In any sports, whether soccer or basketball, there's a so-called home team advantage, that the host doesn't need to travel and will receive more local support. I believe tonight I have the home team advantage. So thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoy the presentation and the dinner after. My presentation has four sections. First of all, I will give an introduction to Oliver Wyman Actuarial Consulting. Moving on to our main discussion, I will start give some background on insurance and e-commerce in China. The presentation will then move on to the current state of insurance e-business, which I call the 1.0 version. And lastly, I will discuss the future state of insurance e-business. The future is always uncertain, so the discussion will be more interesting and somewhat controversial. Oliver Wyman Actuarial Consulting is part of Oliver Wyman Group, a global leading consulting firm. Within the group, we also have three other business units, Management Consulting, Lippincott, and NERA. Management Consulting units provides management consulting. Lippincott specializes in brand strategy and design, whereas NERA provides economic consulting. The actuarial consulting unit focuses on the insurance industry, where we provide consulting services to life insurance, property casualty insurance, and health insurance. In total, we've got 160 actuaries over 13 locations in North America. We are growing, so we have been adding new offices to the map. I'm from the Toronto office. One interesting thing about the Toronto office is we have a satellite office in the Caribbean, in Barbados, to support our local clients in the Caribbean area. It works out great once you have a long winter. Our consulting service including product design and pricing, risk management, financial reporting assistance, and special projects such as merger and acquisition analysis. Just to say a few projects we have been working on. For example, as the merger acquisition market is becoming more active, we have been working on multiple assignments on merger acquisition analysis in the US and Canada. As you may know, IASB issued a revised exposure draft on insurance accounting. So we have been assisting clients on gap analysis and determining the potential implications and impact. And we also have a team of consultants specialized in GPY access software. So we have been working on a few model conversion and model review work in the US. But for now, I would like to shift the discussion to insurance e-business in China. Let's start with a quick overview of the Chinese insurance industry. the total insurance premium, including both life and P&C, reached 250 billion last year, which is about 15% of the US premium volume. In China, life insurance accounts for 65% of total insurance premium, and that's very similar to the US market. But over the last decade, the insurance market in China has grown at an annual compound rate of 20%. That's very impressive compared to the average growth rate of 4-5% in the US. The market potential in China has certainly been attracting many insurance companies. For example, the number of insurers has been more than doubled over the past 8 years. And you often hear executives talking about China's strategies and treat the China region with strategic importance. But the truth is, the China market is dominated by Chinese insurance companies, whom control over 90% of market shares. However, without gaining additional market shares, international insurers could still benefit from the overall market growth. You probably would agree with me that the growth in China insurance market has been remarkable. But let me show you another market, which is even more extraordinary. The online shopping market has emerged as one of the fastest growing sectors in China. The estimated transaction size in 2012 was 210 billion. And this year, it may exceed the American online shopping market in transaction size. But just 6 years ago, the transaction size was only 4 billion. More importantly, the market hasn't reached its potential yet. Online shopping accounts for only 6% in total retail sales in China, but in the US, online shopping accounts for 9-10%. The China's online shopping market is relatively concentrated in product categories. Fashion and home appliance are what most Chinese people buy online. In comparison, American online shopping market has more categories. People also use the online channel to buy office supplies, food, and medicine. One particular company that I want to mention, and you have probably heard it lately, Alibaba, the leading e-commerce company in China, handled over 170 billion in sales last year. That is actually more than the sales Amazon and eBay combined. When insurance meets e-commerce, you have insurance e-business. The current China's insurance e-business market can be summarized into two characteristics. The first characteristic is high growth. At year-end 2012, total premium income in insurance e-business reached 639 million. But 3 years ago, the total premium was just 45 million. That translates to an annual increase of 140%. The second characteristic is low penetration. Online shopping accounts for 6.2% of total retail sales in China, but insurance e-business premium only accounts for 0.3% of total insurance premium. The size of the insurance e-business market is currently small, but its future potential is enormous. And here is why. There are three main drivers in insurance e-business: demographic, market, and technology. Let's first take a look at demographics. China now has the world's largest online population with 564 million internet users. That's more than the number of people living in the US and Indonesia combined. Among this group, 40% are between age 30 and 59 years old. They are the primary customer base for insurance products. In addition, online shopping is changing consumers' behavior and preferences. People favor online shopping for its affordability, efficiency, and enhanced user experience. People are getting more comfortable shopping online, in particular for those who were born after the 80s. they will likely to be the key buyer of online insurance products. Secondly, the market landscape is changing. The current industry's unsophisticated, mass-focused sales approach is inadequate for the long term. As insurers are looking for more innovative solutions, they are interested in the potential of e-business. Lastly, technology is changing. Consumers are increasingly using mobile devices to consume content. Smartphones and tablets, which really not existed 5-6 years ago, have fundamentally changed how consumers interact with each other and with the commercial world. The shift to a mobility platform will encourage the customers to use the online channel to get insurance information and buy insurance products. Also, the development of communication technology, such as real-time video chat, social network service, and voice messaging, will improve how insurance companies interact with consumers. All these drivers, which have been already happening around us, will contribute to the future development of insurance e-business. So what's the current state of insurance e-business? Let's take a look at version 1.0. Currently, e-business products in the market have the following characteristics. First of all, products people already know they need. For example, travel, accident, and medical insurance. Secondly, products with easily understood benefits, for example, term insurance. Thirdly, products with minimal underwriting requirements, for example, investment-type insurance products with low death benefits. Also, when time is an important factor for the product, and the online channel can provide the time advantage. Lastly, a few products are claimed to be specifically defined for the online channel. For example, auto insurance. But auto insurance sold online is often identical to those sold offline. The only difference is that the online channel can provide a discount up to 15%. I believe many insurers in certain degrees already understand the importance of e-business. And the insurance e-business has evolved from communication and information platform to an important distribution channel. But I would argue such strategies also present drawback, where insurance e-business now is all about how to sell offline products online. That's a significant limitation. But let's stay with this strategy for the moment. If an insurer just wants to develop the e-business platform to be an important distribution channel, there are a few things to keep in mind, such as channel integration and online underwriting. But among all the things to be considered, I would argue the most important one is online user experience. The e-business user experience can be broken into two parts, sales and post-sales. For the post-sales part, the focuses are how can policyholder access and update information easily, quickly, and safely. Most financial institutions already got that, so let's just focus on the sales process. Whether online or offline, the sales process can be viewed into three phases: concept delivery phase, policy application phase, and the policy issue phase. During the concept delivery phase, the sales agent, whether a person or the internet, would interact with the potential customer to make the first exploration and delivers a sales pitch. By understanding the customer needs, a product is recommended. The sales process moves on to the policy application phase, where premiums are calculated, application form is filled, payments made, and documents are submitted. The insurer receives application package, underwrites the policy, and then finally issues the policy. we have noticed that insurers are generally willing to invest e-business technology in the policy application phase and the policy issue phase. They are trying to make both phases more efficient and user-friendly. The concept delivery phase is often ignored. You often hear that insurance is an intangible product. Life insurance sales is highly relationship-based, and life insurance is difficult to understand. All the claims seem to suggest the role for e-business in the concept delivery phase is very limited. That's a mistake, because as Steve Jobs once said, the user experience has to go through the whole end-to-end system. And you will see in my next slide, e-business has a unique position in the concept delivery phase. Let's go through those three claims. First of all, life insurance is an intangible product. The good news is that, unlike shoes or clothes that people generally want to try them before purchasing, customers do not need to see the product or touch the product. So insurers could use multimedia to let the insurance benefits be visualized to customers. The second fact is life insurance sales is highly relationship based. Using the e-business sales approach cannot really build a relationship, because you cannot talk to the customer face to face, and without pressure, customers may never buy an insurance policy. But looking from a different perspective, e-business is a company's activity, not an individual's activity. By removing the middle person, insurance company could reclaim their connection with their customers. And not pressuring people sometimes is a good thing. Pressure sales techniques could backfire. And lastly, life insurance is not easy to understand. E-business platform may drive people away due to heavy content. There's no real-time interaction, so it's difficult to assess a customer's understanding of a product. Nonetheless, the online channel has the capability to provide the most updated and accurate information about the product. Today, if doing properly, you could teach quantum physics online. Life insurance is not that difficult. But the bottom line here is, compared to other distribution channels, such as agents and brokers, the e-business platform is the one that insurers have the most control over in regard to product introductions. And that's a huge advantage. Think for a second, if you have spent all the time to design and price the best insurance product, why would you let someone else manage the product introduction? I've said a lot so far. How about we take a look at some of the best practices currently in the market? I'm going to show three sets of best practice: one on product, one on process, and one on communication. For product, it is important to show a clear segment is targeted and flexible benefit plans are offered. To target a clear segment, one insurance company shows on their website that different target groups to differentiate their unique insurance needs among business travelers, vacation travelers, domestic travelers, and international travelers. Another company offers great flexibilities of product package. For example, there are standardized product packages. However, if you don't like them, you can choose a do-it-yourself approach to choose those benefits you like. You have seen this application in other e-business market. For example, music. You can buy the entire album, or you could just choose those songs that you really like. Examples on enhancing user experience on the sales process. The key here is to provide sufficient information to reduce fears and confusion. One company provides demo of the purchase process. So if a customer is not sure about something during the purchase process, a help box will pop up. Another company products product comparisons to facilitate consumers making trade-off decisions. Again, we have seen similar practice in other e-business markets. For example, when Amazon launches 3 new Kindle tablets, it always shows a comparison table like this so that customers can make trade-off decisions between functions and prices. And lastly, on communication. The best practice here is to offer convenience and integrated communication. A toll-free number or an email address are necessary, but consumers might be too lazy to pick up the phone or draft an email. And sometimes consumers prefer immediate response. So one company offers live chat to address customers' questions. It also offers a call customer feature so that the customers can leave their contact information to the company and ask the company to call them back. These days, people are connected in different ways, so insurance companies need to be considerate. Another important area is feedback. Let's assume you're going on a first date and you want to pick a restaurant. What would you do? If I were you, I probably would go to websites like TripAdvisor to see which restaurant has the best and most reviews. Similarly, if an insurance product gets lots of good reviews, more consumers would want to find out about the product. On the other hand, if a product gets bad reviews, insurance companies should find out why. The feedback is so important in a relationship, but it is more than that. Starbucks Coffee has a website called Starbucks Ideas, where consumers can submit messages to Starbucks to tell them what products and services they want. And that led to Starbucks offer its loyalty reward program, which has been very popular. These e-business techniques are transferable to the insurance market. We have discussed the current state of insurance e-business. So what's the future state look like? In the insurance e-business version 2.0, I believe insurance e-business need to step up to be a model of information-driven financial services. E-business will center around data and information, where data is recognized as an asset with strategic importance. There are also other building blocks. From a strategy perspective, insurers are willing to challenge their traditional business model and use modern technologies to reinvent the business. They are also willing to partner with emerging industries to fulfill their unique insurance needs. From a product perspective, e-business is no longer just about sell offline products online, but through innovation to launch products that better meet customers' needs. A mobile platform is built so that consumers can access insurance information and purchase insurance at any time and anywhere. And lastly, a distribution channel with a focus on end-to-end user experience that can sell and service the insurance policies better. The comments might make sense to you, but you may be wondering, are there any companies implementing them? Probably not all of them, but certainly pieces of them, and I would like to share those examples with you. The first example is on the new business model, and it is from China. Ping An Insurance is partnering with Alibaba and Tencent, two dominant players in e-commerce, to set up Zhongan Online. The joint venture is going to be China's first insurance company that is selling products and handling claims online. Zhongan Online has an ambitious goal. It is positioned as a service site, not only just selling insurance online, but to provide integrated solutions to the internet economy. It attempts to combine Ping An's insurance expertise with Tencent and Alibaba's strengths in e-commerce. Sales are claimed entirely through the internet. No office branches will be set up. The company will avoid traditional insurance products such as auto insurance, but instead specializing in liability insurance and guarantee insurance. The next example is on the online reinvention, and it is from Germany. Freinsurance, a German insurance company, a German company actually, takes a new approach towards insurance. Freinsurance discovered that only 30% of the premium are used to cover the tail events, but the rest are used to cover things like sales and administration, fraud, and small claims. By taking this idea further, it builds on a social network concept to offer an innovative, mutualized product. Here is how it works. A consumer buys an insurance product from Freinsurance portal for information and price. Then the customer tries to connect with friends, and friends in the same group will provide mutual coverage for small claims. The large claims are still handled by insurance companies, but the cost of small claims are shared within the group of friends. As part of their premiums are set aside to cover those small claims, at the end of the year, if there's something left over, every friend will get a paycheck. This new approach offers several advantages that can only be realized on a social network platform. For example, it has a better risk selection as people using private information to decide whom to connect with. It reduces the process costs. Small claims can be efficiently handled without using insurance companies. It can also reduce the cost of sales. A social network can spread news more efficiently and quickly. The third example is on the mobility platform, and it is from Japan. The Japanese insurer Tokio Marine sells short-term insurance via NTT Docomo mobile phones. NTT Docomo is the largest mobile phone carrier in Japan. Products sold by this mobile platform include sports and travel insurance. The type of coverage tends to be very short period, and the premium is usually about a few hundred yen. NTT Docomo handles the sales and premium collections, and Tokio Marine is responsible for underwriting and claim procedures. For the convenience, customer will only need to specify the type of coverage and the insurance type and the time period, as NTT Docomo can fill the rest of information from the subscriber database. Premiums will then be part of your monthly subscriber phone bill. The last example is on big data. You may have already heard the term big data, but you may be wondering what really is big data. Big data, in my view, has three dimensions: volume, velocity, and variety. Volume is defined by the amount of data collected. Velocity is defined by how quickly the data is collected, analyzed, and presented to the user. And the variety means data can take many forms and be collected from different resources and different systems. These three V's of big data present the challenges to the user, but the application of big data can result tremendous opportunities to the insurance industry. For example, a Canadian insurer, Industry Alliance, used telematics to target the younger and the less experienced drivers. Traditionally, this segment has been avoided by some traditional underwriters. What the company does is to install a telematic device in a driver's car. a usage-based information platform is designed to collect, analyze a large quantity of real-time data, such as distance traveled, actual speed versus speed limit, and sudden acceleration or heart braking. By collecting data elements, premium is recalculated on a monthly basis based on the actual driving behavior. In addition, a comparison to the aggregate driving behavior is provided to the user. The comparison is to motivate that all the drivers to be within the best group and by saving money doing so every month. Such big data application gives the company an information advantage to find and attract profitable risks. Going forward, in the 2.0 version of insurance e-business, insurers should consider their information balance sheet. And the information balance sheet is conceptually straightforward. Just three questions. What's the firm's information position relative to competitors and clients? How is that information position likely to change? And if that information position changes, what's the impact? I would like to use two quotes as the concluding remarks for this presentation. In some ways, the discussion and the comments presented today are not new. Almost 30 years ago, the CEO of Citibank said that information about money has become almost as important as money itself. And he launched Citibank to a path that put information at strategic par with other core banking businesses. Many of his ideas were revolutionary at the time. However, this initiative was largely deemed failed. Our lives and societies have been changing so much over the past 30 years. E-business could be the game change to the insurance industry. At the beginning of the year, Peter Ma, chairman of Ping An Group, said the following in his internal memo. As a member of the traditional financial sector, Ping An's biggest competitor in the future is not other traditional financial enterprises, but comes from modern science and technology industry. What we are facing now is a race between the modern technology and the traditional financial industry. Whoever runs fast wins. That's all. Thank you for your attention.